You know, he did not really participate in practice yet. He's been working with our trainers and medical staff and strength staff, but he's making progress. He had a couple pretty good days so far this week, and we'll kind of see where he is tomorrow.
Do you have to activate him tomorrow or by Saturday?
We have up until game time, or Saturday. You know, we'll just be day to day. You know, it is an ankle. He did, have a couple good days with the trainers. I think you guys probably even saw him out there doing some stuff. But today was actually his first practice, and I've not had a chance to watch it yet. But he seemed to move around okay.
From his limited time earlier in the season, what did you like from
what you saw? You know, just his makeup. He's got good length. He's got good sudden quickness. I think length is probably the biggest thing. We kind of threw him in some red area inside the 20 type of defenses. We liked the way he was operating. Unfortunately, he had that ankle injury, and hopefully we can get him back out there soon. You know, I've been pleased with some of the progress we've made, particularly in the front seven. We are 10th in the National Football League in total defense. That's been with a variety of injuries. But I think roster-wise, we've made progress over the last year and a half on that side of the ball. Really, even offensively, we've made some progress. Going now potentially on our fourth quarterback. So I think there has been progress. It doesn't indicate by our record, and I know that can be frustrating for everybody, including myself and everybody in that locker room. But I think. Our guys are continuing to compete. I think I like our work ethic. I like our attitude. I like our locker room, to be honest with you. But, again, everybody's evaluated on that record. Well, I think even, if you just look even the free agents, Akeem Hicks, if you look at, not just necessarily super young but new to us, Jarrell Freeman, I know, was big news on the suspension, but he's been a really good addition. Danny Trefathan's been a really good addition. I think Tracy Porter's had a good year. You look at Craven LeBlanc, he was a guy that we acquired late in the claiming on the original 53. I think our young safeties are making progress. But really up front, Eddie Goldman, obviously, we missed him not being in there. When he's been in there, he's been impactful. Leonard Floyd, you mentioned before, I know the concussion will be a setback, but I think he's going to have a bright future for us, as a Chicago Bear. But I think, just if you look at just statistically, as it relates to how you're playing on defense, I think we've made good progress.